All right, we're here with members of the 2013 1A State Championship Football Paone Eagles. Congratulations, guys. This is Eric Gould with KBNF News. I'm here with P. Gibby, DJ on Fridays. Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
We have Brent McRae, the first-year head coach of the Paone team. We have Taylor Walters, who's a sophomore on the team. And we have Joel Siminer, who's a junior and one of the team captains. Brent, let's start with you. It's often said that football is the greatest team sport. Each person has a job. Each person helps out their brother. What makes this team special in terms of chemistry, and how would you describe the team chemistry?
It started off with these kids in the Pee Wee program with Coach Mendoza and Coach Solis, and they grew up together, and that's something that small-town football has over every other sport is you get 11 guys that grew up playing football together, and then they get to come together in high school and finish it off.
That's great. Cool. I want to echo that about the Pee Wee coaches. Those guys are great. My son just got through with the program. We talked about that last show. So, Coach, and all you guys, that Centauri quarterback, he was tough. I know you played him before, but it seemed like it was different than the previous quarterbacks you guys just had. I mean, he was standing back there in the shotgun and throwing bullets. Seemed like it took a little bit to adjust to that. Some throws got over your head. So talk about how you guys adjusted to that.
We had our coverages. We usually were in man coverage, and the whole first quarter there was a lot of slight miscommunication about who had who, because they would send guys one way and then cut back and bring two other dudes
right
the whole new way.
Yeah, that was tough.
And another part that helped us out is we didn't get a lot of pressure early on, and the quarterback was pretty comfortable sitting in the pocket. And then about halfway through that first quarter, we started to get to him, and then slowly we got to him more and more, and we started to get rushing him and hitting him and putting him on the ground, and he wasn't so comfortable back there in the second half.
Yep.
Taylor, let me ask you a couple of questions. I got these stats from Max Preps, so they might be wrong, but 1,813 rushing yards, 24 TDs this year. Obviously, to have a power running game, you got to have a great offensive line. And talk about what it's been like running behind those guys this year.
Oh, it's amazing. They always there for you. The huge holes, you can just go right on through. And, like, you don't get hit very often because they're always there making sure you don't get hit because they want you not to get hurt, and it's just great.
And we want to go ahead and mention those linemen by name. It was Drew Lee at center. Tackle at right tackle was Tony Darling, right?
That's correct.
And then Josh Kimball was up there, and who else was up there?
We had Dylan Geisler, Chase Park, Tristan Littlejohn, and then we had two tight ends that blocked a lot for us, and that was Joel here and then Logan Schopp.
So, Taylor, it was a back-and-forth game, but I really thought that pick six was the turning point. So tell us, what did you see and how that play develop?
Well, all during practice long, we've been practicing that and watching a lot of film and everything. And Coach Pops told me that I needed to get to the flats. And once I did, I saw the quarterback was going to throw there, and I just knew where I was going to pick it off right after then.
Joel, I want to take you back to the Hotchkiss game. I was talking to your dad earlier this year, and he said last year when you guys got beat by Hotchkiss, you punched a hole in the wall. What's the difference between this year's team and last year's in terms of the Hotchkiss game? And in general, in high school football, why are rivalries like that so important?
Well, last year we had a lot of doubt during that game. There was a lot of people were afraid to play them, or I don't know what the deal was, because Hotchkiss lost 9 of their starters who were good. They were really good. And this year we knew we had a really, really good chance at it. And I don't take losing too kindly. I don't like it at all. So that's why this year when we beat them, it was a really special moment, not only for me but for the coaching staff and the other players.
So, Coach, I noticed this game and last game, maybe earlier in the season too, you switched to Ty Coates, a quarterback, in the third quarter. What was going on there? Just kind of change of pace? Or?
Well, we have a couple different packages in our stack die with the three running backs back there. Ty's our quarterback. And in the beginning of the playoffs, it wasn't really to our advantage because teams were preparing a lot for it, because early in the season we ran it a lot. Mm-hmm. And so teams started to stack the box, and it took that away from us. And then when we played Centauri in the championship, we saw some things that going back to that package would be to our advantage. So at halftime, we made a couple adjustments, and then luckily we were able to capitalize on a couple big pass plays, and we had a big run by Taylor here, and right, the line just had that belief in that system, and it was kind of neat to see.
And that's great. Those guys got you earlier in the year. So what else was it, do you think, Taylor, that helped you guys change it this time?
I think it's more that we wanted to beat them so bad because they beat us before, and it was bugging us that bad that we've lost one game, so we just wanted to get back at them and beat them.
And that home field advantage didn't hurt, right?
Oh, no, it helped a lot.
Did anybody get a sense of how many people were there? It must have been, I don't know, 1,500, 2,000?
Yeah, it was roughly, they guessed 1,800.
1,800.
It's truly a rare thing to get to win a state title at home, and a lot of support came out, as we talked about, a tremendous number of support. Taylor, I noticed at restaurants around town after the game, some kids would come up to you and get some autographs. What was that like, and did you ever imagine you'd be signing autographs for little kids?
It was amazing. It was so cute, and I didn't ever think I'd be doing autographs for people, but when they asked me, I was kind of happy, and I was just surprised that people wanted my autograph.
All right, there's a bigger question there, though, Joel. How are we going to keep this kid's head from getting too big? You captains, you're making them carry the equipment still and that stuff?
Seniority.
There you go. Taylor, I know your parents, they're level-headed people. I'm sure they're keeping you grounded here.
Another thing is there's a lot bigger guys on the team than Taylor.
That's
so
right.
He's got to keep straight.
Good.
And Joel, you mentioned seniority. None of the seniors are here, but maybe you could talk about it. Playing for these seniors, how much does it mean to you that they were able to get the state title this year?
I'm pretty good friends with a lot of the seniors. Most of them never won a state championship before, and they were mind blown about it. They were so excited and just so thrilled that they could finally be a part of a state championship team in their hometown.
That's great. Coach, I'm surprised your dad didn't teach you about managing expectations. Now you've won the state championship your first year. Folks around here are going to want it every year now. How are you going to manage expectations?
We're going to work harder and do it again. That's the plan.
All right.
And let's kind of take this and do a broader picture for our listening area. Montrose is in the state championship game in 4A on Saturday. Delta got to the semis in 3A last week. Coach, what do you think makes Western Slope football players so good?
Well, it's interesting how the tables have turned, because the Eastern Plains were powerful for about two decades, and the Western Slope didn't get a lot of success. And now that this is happening, I credit the culture of the community that we have here. We have tough families. We have never-die families, never-give-up families, people that teach their kids to work hard and have respect for what you're doing. And if you're going to do anything, do it to the best of your ability. And you can see that in Montrose, Delta, Hotchkiss, Cedar Ridge, here. I think it's just a cultural thing.
So, guys, how are you managing your academics here as well? We got to make that a priority as well. So talk a little bit about keeping a balanced perspective here.
Our teachers, we have really good ones this year. They make sure we do our homework. Last night, I have a math teacher who made sure, she called me and made sure that I had all my homework done, because I have to take a test today.
That's great. Called you on a Tuesday. That's great.
We even had a couple weeks where we had a few issues with grades, so we even took half a practice out and had study hall, lockdown study hall in the
library.
That's
great to hear, Coach. Good to hear.
And the motto at Paonia High School this year is kind of who's next, who's going to win the next state title. Taylor, I know you play a lot of different sports, football, basketball, baseball. Do you have a favorite, and is it really an attitude amongst the different players, different teams, that you want to win state for each one?
I really don't have a favorite. Like, I like all of them, but I'd like to win it for my seniors on my basketball team, because I like them, we're friends, and they want to win that bad, and I hope I can help them win that this year.
All right, so where was the big party on Saturday night? Whose parents were out of town? Come on. Everybody up late having fun, I hope?
Yeah.
I don't know about them, but I was asleep by about 8:30.
You were asleep, you're probably tired. Actually, we got to ask Coach the other key question. Now that you're the most eligible bachelor in town, how long until you settle down and make Paonia your permanent home?
Well, I gotta see who can make the best chicken fried steak.
There you go. All right, man after my own heart.
Well, thank you all so much, and congratulations. It was a great year for you guys, and thanks so much for dealing with the media blitz you've gotten.
Congratulations, guys.
Hey, thank you guys. Thank you very much.